Part 2. Showing what are no certain signs that religious affections are truly gracious, or that they are not. If anyone, on reading what has been just now said, is ready to acquit himself, and say, I am not one of those who have no religious affections. I am often greatly moved with the consideration of the great things of religion. Let him not content himself with this, for, as we ought not to reject and condemn all affections, as though true religion did not at all consist in them. So, on the other hand, we ought not to approve of all, as though everyone that was religiously affected had true grace, and was therein the subject of the saving influences of the Spirit of God. Therefore, the right way is to distinguish, among religious affections, between one sort and another. Let us now endeavor to do this, by noticing, in the first place, some things, which are no signs that affections are gracious, or that they are not.